Hello everybody and welcome back to the Clip It podcast. I am dressed very fancy with a messy room because I'm a teenager. I'm a young adult now. That's sad. I just want to start off by pointing out the obvious. Yes, I am using a clip-on mic for two reasons. One, I wanted to look smarter. And I am currently going between a few mics. So the mic you would have seen last podcast has now gone. That was the last time you're going to see that microphone. It was a great microphone. It's not broken or anything. I'm just doing an upgrade. So next podcast, it will be a completely different microphone. This, I may even keep this. If people like this look, I may keep this. I actually quite like it, to be honest. So that's why I don't know what the audio quality is going to be like. So we'll find out later, won't we? And yeah, we're dressed up fancy. We'll explain that later. Me and my special guest, a wonderful fella by the name of Toby PSG. You may have seen him in some of my personal streams. I played a couple games with him, and he's been in chat. I've been in his chat. He's a lovely lad. He's an absolute legend. Just like the rest of you wonderful folks watching today. So it's going to be a great podcast. We've got a lot of topics to talk about. Toby is an absolute just like Keps, but not as mad. He has a lot of stories to tell us. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about, which is wonderful. I do want to say as well, the co-hosts, Agent Oink and Delicious, are still with us, don't worry. They haven't left me just yet. I don't know why they haven't. They have to deal with me every day. But scheduling issues, as well as Battlefield in my personal life, have kind of ruined a lot of my personal time, I think is the best way to put it. But Delicious is working. Agent Oink has got his own, their own thing going on at the moment. So it's just scheduling. They will be back, don't worry. I'm genuinely excited to get them back on, get some podcasts, maybe pre-recorded. We'll see what we can do anyway. We're going to be doing a great podcast, lots of topics as mentioned. So yeah, I can't believe we're at episode 33 already. We're so close to halfway to a year. I think we are around halfway to a year. No, we're just over halfway to a year. Anyway, let's get the podcast started. That timing though. Hello everybody. This I need to point to the right direction is Toby PSG. We are both wearing I was gonna say what you wear to a funeral. No, that's normally black, isn't it? Oh shit, I normally come up with a good quip with this, but how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm enjoying my 5-minute preview of your stream for non-subscribers. Came to the sudden realization that the gift sub that I had received has run out.
Oh shit. Damn.
Yes. So I am currently watching a preview, a 5-minute preview.
Wait, is that an actual thing?
Yeah, I get a 5-minute preview. It's allowing me to check quite where within the circle I sit at the moment.
That is really, I didn't know they did a preview, but that's really cool.
I have a minute and 40 seconds to go until I can no longer see where I am.
That is, I like that. I don't know if that's been a thing
for a long time. It's a good
idea. But that's really cool, yeah. Obviously, I don't know what a lot of people use their subscriber-only modes streams for. I use it as a benefit,
don't.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know a lot. I don't think there's any, as far as I'm aware, I don't follow any big streamers. So, are you all right there? You trying to not strangle yourself?
Yep. Trying to breathe, you know?
Breathe. A human necessity, I've heard.
Yes. Oxygen.
Who needs it?
What a wonderful thing.
Who needs it? I don't follow many big streamers, but I don't know any big streamer that uses subscriber-only mode.
I'm not subscribed to any big streamers, so I wouldn't know if they use subscriber-only mode.
That is a fair point. I can't argue with that.
Yes, I don't know if you're showing up in my live list. Ah, you are actually showing up in my live list.
I don't even know what that looks like, yeah.
There is a little star next to the stream.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, this was Toby's idea for the suits, and I'm a big fan of it. I actually really like this look. I don't know if I can be asked to go through a 10-minute setup to make sure I've got the mic on, earphones in, and a tie. I will need to learn a Windsor knot because I think that looks a bit nicer. I kind of gone for smart casual, like I want to go to work, but I can't be asked, sort of casual. But I you know, why not? Yeah.
I would do it. Can't be arsed.
That's the biggest problem, isn't
That's
it?
That's my mentality. Oh, your free preview has expired. I can no longer see me.
I'm surprised Twitch haven't shown you six different notifications saying, please pay us money to carry on watching.
Four ads and have a notification that says, your free preview has expired. Subscribe and watch it.
Jesus. I know someone in my chat's had six ads before, which is...
The problem tragic. I have with their ads for this is not just that they have ads on your free preview, but the fact that your free preview keeps counting down while the ads are playing.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
Which means that I lost four ads worth of free preview time.
That is...
Twitch.
That is ridiculous.
Sorry, not bad mouthing Twitch. Let's...
Yeah, no, yeah. It's stupid YouTube.
Wonderful. Wonderful platform. Wonderful platform. Oh. No issues, ever.
No. Actually, they've recently brought out the I don't know how recently, but they've recently brought out the rewind feature. I don't know if you've seen that.
I heard that they brought that out. I've not seen it on any channels yet.
Okay, it's different. The best way I can put it is, I don't know if you're aware. You know, when you're watching an ad, it puts the actual live channel just above the chat, like in a small window.
Only if you're subscribed, I think.
I don't think so. I think it's just if it's a normal ad.
I would say I've not seen
the channel move up. It might be still rolling out.
Pre-roll ads, the channel doesn't move.
No, yeah, pre-roll ads don't, yeah. Pre-roll to it and face it.
Played ads... I don't know. I think ad break ads, I have no clue about, I'll be honest.
I know they've got... Because I know they're starting to roll out a bit more display ads. I have never yet seen a display ad. But they're done differently. Why can't we just have the good old golden days of YouTube where people had banner ads? Like, I miss those. As much as people hated them back
banner
in the day, I miss
banner
those.
Banner ads are better than intrusive ads.
Yeah, 100%. YouTube ads and, like, there was a time on YouTube where ads started doing that thing where they made the ad, like, 5.5 seconds long. So the skip ad would show with the countdown, but the advert was as long as the skip ad would be, so there was no point having it there. And then that got adverts were a pain in the ass, and I miss the good old days.
I don't think it's as bad though as the 20-second unskippable ads.
Oh, but Jesus Christ! No, those are the worst. You know the worst. You know what even worse ones are.
Which ones?
Back in the day when YouTube let any ad play, and people would pay to put their VODs on there, so there were literally like 2-hour adverts.
That's kind of funny, not gonna lie.
No, that was brilliant. There was one...
Because they were skippable.
There was one that wasn't. So you would just have to refresh the page and hope you didn't get it again.
It's a 2-hour unskippable ad.
There was, yeah.
That's...
Which I just...
That's kind of really funny.
I hope whoever got it watched it just for the meme. I wonder how much ad revenue it gave to the content creator.
I don't know, because...
Because it's done by the minute.
On Twitch, we get absolute wank.
Oh, ads... same with YouTube. YouTube gets absolute wank. Ads just don't pay out well, unfortunately. Unless it's like a very specific, like... I know car ads pay really well.
Sponsorship ads pay pretty well as well.
So I've heard... If anybody wants to sponsor me.
I know, right?
What sponsor do you want?
Who knows? Any sponsor that will give me free stuff would be good.
I don't have to get paid. Free stuff would be fine.
I would rather free stuff than getting paid, I'll be honest.
Depends on how much they're paying you.
Actually, yeah, no, to be fair.
If it's enough that you can then said get their item, then...
if it's only enough to get their item that they would have sent you anyway, that's awful.
Oh, no,
you've got to pay
me
more than they would have sent me in free stuff.
I mean, if there's enough money that you could buy it and it doesn't really affect you having that money.
Yes.
Yeah. The one that I don't know how I'd feel about is Ridge Wallet. Because I've never looked into a Ridge Wallet, never looked at a review. Mm. However, they cost £100 a pop or something like £70 a pop. So it only comes up because I know a content creator, a good friend of mine, who recently got a Ridge Wallet sponsor. He got given a Ridge Wallet to do a video on. And I'm like,
nice.
I'm assuming there's a clause that says you can't sell it, probably most likely, or give it away.
What happened? I refunded my Ridge Wallet that they sent me for free. Would not be a good look for them, would it?
No. But I used to be fond of Ridge Wallet, because again, I mentioned Linus Tech Tips to you earlier today. He had a big sponsorship with them, and I was like, I might get a Ridge Wallet, because I only use cards. I don't really need a wallet.
I have a not Ridge Wallet, but it's just a little metal rectangle with like a lever on the side that when I pull the lever, the cards pop out the top.
Yeah, it's literally just what Ridge Wallet. I don't understand. I think it's just the name you're paying for.
I would find the wallet and show you what it does, but if it pops out any of the numbers on any of the cards, I'll be in a bit of a bad spot there.
That'd be a fun little cancellation game. Try and get them all cancelled before someone spends money on them.
Yeah, but what money?
Oh, it's true. And banks. Oh, it depends. If you have a credit card, which I'm assuming you don't. Though you can't use Visa credit cards on Amazon next year.
Huh.
British Visa. Yeah, I don't know why. I haven't looked into why, but Amazon are just getting rid of them for reasons. I think it's a good thing. I don't know. Credit cards are cool, but I'm not a big fan of them. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You took your glasses off, so I couldn't. I don't know if you could hear me.
Yes. The loss of hearing from glasses removal.
Oh, I said that to someone once, but in a serious manner. That was it. I was talking about someone I know who they're slightly blind in their left eye, and I said they recently had a pebble stuck in their ear, so they couldn't see too well. But I meant it in all serious manner, and they're like, what the fuck do you mean? They got a pebble stuck in their ear and they can't see too well. And I argued this point for about 10 minutes.
Technically, those are two separate statements that could both be correct.
Yeah.
But I doubt they're cause and effect.
Well, no, they had a pebble stuck in their ear and they thought they were going deaf, but they are genuinely blind in one eye. No, that was it. I said they were blind in one ear. And I defended that for so long.
Right.
I made the mistake and I was like, oh, yeah. That doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
You hold your ground and then realise you're wrong, it's like, oh no.
Yeah. It's
just, what have I done?
Worst feeling ever. I just run away from those situations.
To decide whether or not to continue committing.
Honestly, but it's funny sometimes it can be funny to just stay committing. Especially if you know you're winning a point, but someone is so adamant that they're right.
Even if they are right, if you can win the point when they're correct, you know you're arguing well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, my God. That would be actually pretty... I've been using the word pog in sentences in real life these days. And I feel awkward.
The look on my face gave away how I felt about that.
Yeah, like, someone would be like, oh, like... I did it yesterday. I was like, oh, how are you feeling? And they're like, decent. I was like, pog. I was like, why did I do that?
That happened while we were at my friend's for drinks. It's like, oh, yeah, how's everyone been? Oh, yeah, pretty pog.
It's just, it's you know, it's because we read it from chat. And so you just say
totally, because I read it from chat. Totally not because I'm the one typing it in chat.
Oh, I type pog all the time, everywhere, in my Discord and in... I don't do it in personal messages because I'm not that bad yet.
I do.
Oh, talking about that, my most awkward one with that. Talking about Primark, because we bought these shirts from Primark, where we are established people. When I was working at Primark, my boss came over to me. Like, it was actually at the end of the day, so we were all cleaning up. My boss was walking around and was like, hey, Charlie, because it was the first time he'd seen me. And I just went, hello. And I literally looked them in the eye and went, why did I do that? but I played it off like I meant it. The most embarrassing time of my life.
Everyone on my games dev course started sounding like chavs because one kid referred to co-op as co-e.
Is that an actual thing?
It is now.
Right.
He referred to co-op as co-e, and we were all like, that's not a thing. But then we were all like, hey, let's go co-e la. So the co-op by college, because there's three co-ops in the area. There's one up by the college. There's one down in the middle of town, and then there's another one that's just about within walking distance. But the one that's by the college is now known as co-e. So if we ever say we're going to co-op, we mean the one in town.
Yeah.
Whereas co-e is college co-op.
Yeah, okay. Because we've had the first stream we ever did, we had the discussion of pubs. You always just call it by the last
Spoons.
Name. Yeah, whether it's been Spoons or... what's the one I gave? The white cock you call, you go to cock. That is such a British thing. We had a... Co-e, that is such a... Like, I thought I was sounding chavvy recently because I've been using the word sound to say decent.
Sound, lad.
Yeah, I always say sound. What else have I said? Like,
I can't use the word sound because of another meaning of that word. And... I made the joke about it being possible they meant the other one. One time when someone said, oh, you know, it's pretty sound. I was like, no. And I just since then have not been unable to associate those things.
Oh my God.
And so I can't use the word sound for things anymore. It's ruined it for myself.
Oh no. No, I don't know why, but that's reminded me of a story. I can say it, because... So, I assume you and everybody in chat is aware of the very big... are they a rap group? The Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan, I know who they are,
yeah. For one, they only came into my head because they... The album they made, which they made one of recently, got sold, I think, again, because it got out of that dickhead's hands and someone else bought it. I think it was a cryptocurrency company, which was a bit sad, but hey ho.
Crypto.
Yeah. Oh, they're naming a stadium to crypto.com.
The non blood toe, the crypto.
God damn it. But in college. There was a small select, there was a couple of us, I think five of us. So it was me and my two mods actually, my two good close friends, Agent Oink and Delicious, and a couple other people. We were asked to help out one of our lecturers to just do this thing where we went to primary schools and all that to just help teach the basics of computer science IT in general, computers. And there was this one lesson we did where some students from a school came over to our college. We went into a room. We had these little Pi computers set up, which was amazing.
The Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. They were like pre-built systems with a screen in it and the Raspberry Pi and a keyboard and all that. Pretty pog. I don't know why I describe it so well, because that makes no difference, because there was this one kid in our class, I don't know who he was, I started speaking to him because I got grouped up with him, and
he was just there,
and one of the kids who couldn't have been older than nine.
No,
we were just talking because we got along with all the kids. The kids got along. Actually, this was the same lesson. I think it was the lecturer's main laptop didn't work. I will context this. The first thing he ever said to us when we were doing this was said, never swear, these kids are quite young, you know, which is fair.
Yeah.
His computer didn't work and he said, oh shit. And it was the funniest thing ever because he said it, because he's from Wales, but he doesn't have much of a Welsh accent, but it's still there.
Hello!
Yeah.
From Wales without much of a Welsh accent.
Oh, it's actually brilliant him doing that, because we looked at him like, we see what you did there. But no, we were getting on with these kids. One of the kids near the end of the lesson, we were talking about music and asked this kid I was with, "Hey, what sort of music do you listen to?" And he just replied, "Wu-Tang Clan." And the kid was like, "Who's that? Should I listen to them?" And I was just, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to make this worse. And the kid looked at this guy I was with, looked at him and went, "For the love of God, do not ask your parents anything about that." And they were like, "Brilliant. Why?" And we're like, just don't. I really want to know if he asked his parents, because I never saw him, so he probably got told off for the full liner.
Would be quite the amusing situation.
I do miss some of the stuff in college. Ethical hacking was a lot of fun.
I wish I could do that in college.
We did it. I did three classes because I got told off for missing out on one of them, to the point where I just couldn't be asked to do anything with that lecturer because he just pissed me off that much. We missed one lesson because it was his fault, and he proceeded to give us an absolute bollocking.
Yeah, I would have just gone, "Nah, screw you."
Yeah, literally, I couldn't be asked to deal with it. But the three lessons we did of ethical hacking was great fun. Stuff with IPs and tracking, it was great fun.
Just I can now DDoS you.
Yeah.
Want an example?
There was an example they gave us. Apparently there was one of the groups they did, they brought in some higher-ups, educational higher-ups, to show them stuff around the college. And apparently one of the things they showed them was the ethical hacking unit they had or something like this. This was a while ago, so I may be forgetting how it was worded. But I specifically remember him telling us that one of the things they did would be... now, I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it was something like cash injections into the phones through the Wi-Fi. They would find these people's phones that were connected to the Wi-Fi. And some of them had older iPhones, so this would proceed to overheat the iPhone.
That's really funny.
Which I would have loved if they just permanently bricked the iPhone of these higher-ups that came to the college.
Ah, yes, we've come to inspect your college. Oh, my phone's been bricked? You what?
Honestly, I would have loved to have done that. But I'm surprised they got away with some of the stuff they taught in that. Like if they could teach you how to do cash injections like that and they just trusted the user. I know you technically had to sign something, if I'm not wrong. But still... like some of the stuff, it's not like high level, but it was fun nonetheless. No, I did miss college. It was great. I moved over to media. That was fun.
Someone in my college has a USB stick. We're not gonna go into too much detail because they would get in trouble. They have a USB stick with a virtual machine on it because we can't download anything onto the college system. So they have a virtual machine on this USB stick so that they can use their own stuff in college. And it's got stuff like Wireshark on it.
Right.
So that's why I can't go into too much detail, is because they would get in massive trouble if the college found out who it was. They've not used it in college.
Right.
But they have booted up the VM and shown us, that it exists on this on this USB. And we're just kind of sat there going, my guy, you can't do that in college. No, it's not a...
That actually reminds me. I did have a USB stick with games on it that I would take into college and just boot up the games. And I'm trying to think of the games I used to take in, because a couple of them were from itch.io that I had purchased.
We had gaming laptops in college that were in the games development department. That just had installed on them Overwatch, League of Legends, CSGO, Rocket League, all those kinds of esportsy games.
Yeah.
And that's what the esports in college was on, with these laptops that had like double 1080 Ti's in them. It's this laptop, it was a normal size laptop with an RGB keyboard, and just like, these games on them, and we were all just like, wow. For some reason they trusted me with one for doing my final major project. Not the smartest thing to do. One of the gaming kids just, yes, we'll give him a laptop to use for his FMP that has all these games on.
Oh, actually,
he's gonna get so much work done.
I really wish we had an esports team in our college. That would have been actually pretty bog. But one of the things I found really funny of our college was, as I may have mentioned, I did IT for a year and then moved over to media for the last 2 years of my college. So the computers we had for around the whole college and all the different buildings,
yeah,
were just your typical Dell like computers, you know, just the tiny little shitty things that had, I don't know, Pentiums in them, I think. Apart from the editing suite, which all had either 980s or 1080s with liquid cooled i5s or i7s. Yeah, ooh. Like, I think there was only two computers in that suite that didn't have water cooling. They were
water cooling's nice.
AIOs. Yeah, I was like, that's the only place in that entire college where they had somewhat high-powered PCs, was literally just to render stuff.
My college, the principal of the college is a gamer himself.
Okay.
And so, he very much happily funds the games dev department.
Yeah.
And in the rest of the college, you've got these kind of alright PCs. They run things, you know, can be a bit slow, not always great. In the games dev classrooms, of which I think there's four.
Okay.
I think. Maybe five. They have a bunch of PCs with 2060s and I can't remember whether they went with Intel or AMD for the other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, high end for the time PCs. It's around the time that I got my PC, at which point the 30 series of cards wasn't even out.
Yeah.
So they had these PCs with 2060s in them, just in the rooms for people to use for games dev, because it had to be able to run Unreal without crashing. That was like the main problem they were running into, is you'd crash out the regular PCs by launching Unreal. Not great.
Now that you say that, we did a games dev unit. It was more of a club thing. Like the hacker was a hackers club. The games dev was a. As I mentioned too, it was when they were moving between Unity and Unreal. So we didn't learn anything because the lecturer was still learning how to use Unreal. So I don't understand. We ended up using Unreal and just doing basic stuff in our own time. If we wanted to, you didn't have to. But now that I think about it, I don't understand how we even ran them on the systems we used, like, at all.
Unreal is reasonably easy to run. I would actually say that between Unreal and Unity, you're more likely to run into a problem with Unity.
Yeah.
Because if you screw up with Unity and you don't manage the memory properly, it'll just, like, bugger the whole PC.
Okay.
And you'll break everything. Whereas, because Unreal does most of its management internally, you don't have to worry as much. Like, as long as your PC can run Unreal, you won't have any problems with it. Whereas, any PC can run Unity, but your mistake will crash it. Someone else who had the preview.
No. That still surprises me, that the preview thing. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We've tried, me and my mates, we've tried doing game devs before. I've got a couple models from previous products.
I can't model.
I'm a very basic modeler. I've used Blender for countless hours, but I'm still very basic. Yeah. I've still got a lot of learning to do. It's something I'm always interested in. I have to give huge credits to both Agent Oink and Delicious, who completed and did further education in computer science, coding, and extra stuff like that. I failed at that. I'm still self-taught more than anything. Actually, I have to give a huge shout out to Agent Oink for the help he provided on my overlay. You'll see it tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm streaming tomorrow. If my mic comes, if not, I'll probably just have to use this bad boy. Because
Got to wear a tie for it as well, though. You know.
Yeah.
That you can clip it on.
I do actually. Damn, what was I going to say? Because I was working on. I don't know. Would you use Streamlabs or do you use Stream Elements?
I use Streamlabs.
Okay, that's nothing wrong. Obviously, we can talk about the controversy they recently had. But I use Stream Elements. They have an editor, and you can buy custom stuff that's been custom coded, and you can edit all the code for them, which is really nice. You can technically do the same for Streamlabs. I don't know the specifics though, but Stream Elements, it did a lot of its drawing through JavaScript. I'm not too educated in JavaScript. I've done some C++.
Not done Java.
I did a little bit of Java when I was so I've coded my own game from scratch using. And I coded the rendering engine, so it like how it like read from a, you know, from a picture to get the tiles and all that for textures.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't tell you how to code that off by heart. I literally just copied a tutorial, a couple hours. Yeah, but it was nice. That it was a proud moment of myself.
Most of my games, of course.
I do want to get back into coding occasionally. I used to. I spent so many hours just making batch games, like quizzes. With horrific spelling mistakes, but that was good old days. I miss those days. But yeah, he just helped me. They helped me very much with just understanding the JavaScript, how to import images and use the URLs.
Never did Java. I did Python during
Python, yeah.
Computer science in high school, and then I did C++ for Unity and C# for Unreal.
Oh, decent.
So I've slid my way across a couple of languages.
Yeah. No, that's decent.
Been interesting.
I remember Python. Obviously, Scratch was me. I did Scratch in primary school. I had a teacher that did a bit of Scratch programming with me, and he really got me into programming. It's a good starter, especially if you start off young. It gets you to understand the logic and logic blocks. And really it is just a stepping stone into if you're interested in this sort of stuff or not. We even did Scratch in secondary school because we didn't have a proper IT unit. So they just gave us the most basic shit ever, which was funny to see the people that didn't understand it.
We did Scratch if you did IT. During IT, and then if you picked computer science when you got to your options, you did Python.
Okay. I got a friend. Oh, actually, yes, yeah, we got a friend who in uni was taught the basics of Python, which is, from what he was saying, awful. Because at that point, if you're going to uni, if you don't understand Python, you're probably doing the wrong course.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I found that amusing. I know, I do.
Python's not too bad, to be fair. I actually quite enjoy coding in Python.
It's a nice versatile. It's like Java. Java's versatile, at least in my opinion. I'm probably completely wrong.
I've not used it.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to get back into coding just because creating stuff's fun. But it's time intensive. Very time intensive. Takes a lot of time to fix code if it goes wrong.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
Troubleshooting code can be fun.
The amount of games I've had to troubleshoot that we've made.
Genuinely, I want to get into game making. I don't know what though with in the sense
I
that,
wanted like, to get into games making, and then I did 2 years of games design, and I no longer want to get into games making.
Understandable. I remember the game we made. Oh wait, what the fuck did we make the game with in college? It wasn't Scratch, and I'm trying to think. I remember making a game in college, but I don't remember doing any coding. I just remember the art side of it, because everybody did, your typical like maze game or your typical like space shooter, very basic stuff. And my idea was to be prominently different and go for either 3D if I could. Which was not possible. We weren't using an engine per se. That was it. We were using Game Maker. I love Game Maker.
To is this Game Maker Studio?
Yeah.
I used to have a license for Game Maker Studio 2.5, I think. I used to have like a full-on like professional license for that.
I think I still do.
Back from when Humble Bundle was a thing.
Yes.
They had a Game Maker Studio bundle, and I've lost my Game Maker Studio account, and I couldn't run it on my old PC.
I do miss that. I miss that. That's what we were using, though. So I was determined to make a 3D game or something like that. I ended up sticking with 2.5. In my opinion, it was the best-looking game in the entire class, but it wasn't coded. I remember the most proud thing I had was I coded, Agent Oink did this for me. I coded the ability to stab an enemy and the knife would stay in said enemy.
Ooh.
Which I was very
that's
proud
cool.
of.
That's cool.
Yeah, it
that's,
was, I was more cool. the art side of it.
Yeah.
But that was, and then my second favourite unit was with the same teacher was animation. We had to do animation in an Adobe program. And we were doing an animation in Adobe program, and our lecturer gave us as a basic challenge, he gave us a video clip of him clapping literally like this, and we had to animate hands clapping. I decided to be the funny one and just put a huge sensor bar with the word censored on it, and it slightly moved. He didn't find it funny. But I
that's
certainly
funny,
did.
Damn it. That's funny.
Because it was a shit recording of just like a
yeah.
And I was like, that's amusing. And then and then we had to animate nursery rhymes. That was our main challenge.
I inspired one of our challenges for our college course when we were doing 3D modeling segment. The tutor was getting us to, you know, model different things, and he just goes, "You know what? Sod it. This time we're modeling a Rubik's Cube," and I went, yeah.
Oh, actually, that back in school, the first DT project, the first DT lesson I remember is they're like, okay, we're using SketchUp, and we're gonna make a iPad. We're gonna make a basic model of an iPod, and it was so easy for me to do. And I was like, okay, this is my future.
Fair.
I loved that. I do like modern. I just again haven't put too much time into it as I still do it for my dad. I do pre-vises for his, he's a builder and stuff like that.
Nice.
So I do pre-vises for him. So I'm not a professional texture artist, but I do texture work. So I like doing that. I haven't done it for a while, but I do occasionally do it. Again, there's things I should have done in college, but I didn't. I did I did filming because I followed someone into that I liked. Bad idea. They proceeded to leave that course literally the day of as well. They did photography instead.
So I was
in media, but I preferred media. Media was great fun. It helps with this, for example.
I have not followed anybody anywhere. Everything I have done was pretty much my own choice. Went to high school in, so there's two high schools in my area. Four that I could have got to, one of which was done entirely in Welsh, so I couldn't go there because I couldn't speak Welsh. Still can't.
I'm surprised they did that, but that's cool.
I mean, it's a language. You got to be able to.
That's true.
Speak the language of your own blooming country.
Is it a widely spoken language? I don't know much about Welsh.
Sure. Yeah, they're trying to bring the language back.
Okay.
It's a decent language, to be fair. And then there was the big one, the smaller one, and the pretentious one.
So you went to the smaller one?
I went to the smaller one. The big one, on the open evening that we went there to have a look around, it's all my mum went to, and my uncle, her brother. And on the open evening we went around, we were looking at stuff, and the headmaster was doing a speech. And they closed off everything for the headmaster's speech. So once the headmaster started the speech, you couldn't do anything else in there. And we just went, do you know what? I think we'll go home now.
That seems a bit... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the smaller one, it just felt like really nice being in there. Mm. Like, all the members of staff were really nice. Everything was great. Not the best decision I ever made going there, but at least I didn't go to the pretentious one.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
The blooming pretentious one. They had blazers, basically. That's why we call them the pretentious ones.
You didn't?
So the two schools that weren't the pretentious one wore a jumper and a shirt and a tie.
Decent.
Like a sort of...
Clip-on?
Yeah. I've got a jumper over there that I'll go grab in a second to show you the sort of style of jumper. It's not my school jumper because that had the school logo on it and I can't show that on stream.
Yeah.
Because that narrows down my area very, very, very heavily. But basically, my school was a feeder school for the larger one, and I opted to go to the smaller one. So I ended up with virtually nobody I knew there. It's pretty much just me.
That's
stressful.
Oh no, I went to a small school as well, which again, not the best teachers. I know, most of them were good. The head teacher was an absolute prick. But the fact it was he rumoured to steal most of the money and left. We had a trolley of iPads and MacBooks, and I heard that he sold them off for no concern, like no discernible reason. So my best guess is he sold them off to make some money and then just run away.
Not a good thing to do, but you know, fair.
I much preferred the small school. The teachers were nice and it was a nice little... Yeah. We had to wear blazers, typical school, you know, shirt, clip-on tie, blazer.
Oh, ours was not clip-on, ours was a full-on tie. Oh,
okay, yeah, well, ours was a clip-on. The only thing that made us different, and we got bullied sometimes for this, was the girls had to wear kilts. We weren't allowed to wear kilts. Most girls would roll them up so it looked like a knee-high skirt, but it had to be below knee length. But we as boys weren't allowed to wear them. Really pissed off the teachers for some reason. So that was annoying. I really wanted to go in a kilt. Me and
that would have been quite funny.
The boys were gonna do that one day, but
there was a school. I don't think it was in my area. Where the boys went in skirts because the teachers wouldn't let them go in shorts during the summer. And because they weren't allowed to go in shorts, they just wore skirts because the dress code allowed skirts.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious and actually quite smart of them. The smaller school was good. I'm glad I didn't go to the larger one because someone actually... there was an incident there.
Okay.
I will not specify the incident because it probably has not happened in many schools in the area. So, kind of, you know.
Fair, yeah.
If
it's a similar incident that happened to a school I went to twice, I think that tells you a lot about that school.
Possibly not.
Okay. I'll ask you after.
I'll give you a quick DM.
That's fair.
That's what happened in the other school in my area.
Oh, ours was worse.
That's what I was expecting.
There you go. That happened twice at one of our schools.
Oh, yeah.
The school as well. It's just.
Ah.
Not Pog. I'm glad I left that school. I think I was there for a year.
I was there for five.
Well, I was there for a year. Proceeded to take 5 days off. My mom was like, "There's something up. You're not ill." And then she was like, "Do you want to be homeschooled?" I was like, "Yeah, why not?"
So got homeschooled, lucky bastard.
I got homeschooled for a year in primary school. So I went to a primary school, got homeschooled for a year, went to the second primary school. Secondary school, went to secondary school for a year, was homeschooled for a year, then went to second secondary school. Then did college. I was like, I'm not changing course. I am not letting history repeat itself. Did a year of IT.
Change course,
yeah.
Yeah. I went to school for 4.5 of 5 years. Spent the whole time getting bullied. I was getting stressed to the point where I was being sick on a daily basis. That was a fun one. Yes, turns out my response to severe amounts of stress is to genuinely just be sick.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll try not stress you out then.
You'd find it quite hard to do that, to be fair.
I don't get majorly stressed. I get slightly stressed at work. Like, if my sister's like, can you do this? And I'm already doing something and it's like, you could have done it. I get minorly stressed. And then if it's like, someone else is like, do this. I'm like, okay, well, I'm getting a bit more stressed. But most of the time I'm pretty chill.
Normally when someone springs something on me.
That's fair.
It's like college going, oh, you're presenting work today. And I go, you fucking what?
Oh, I didn't tell you this, but you're presenting the podcast today. Honestly. So, as mentioned, I am a professional at transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you'd like to travel?
Ooh. That's a good question,
Because I think I've... No, I never asked Keps. I should have asked Keps if he ever wanted to travel
anywhere. That is a good question. There's a couple places in the US I'd like to go visit. It's for me, the places I would like to go are less because I want to go and see the place, more I know people there who I would like to go meet, you know.
Okay.
It's more of a like, I've got a couple of friends in Norway, so I'd like to go to Norway to meet them. There isn't really a you know, I want to go to Norway because Norway's a beautiful country and it snows and I want to go on snowmobiles and throw myself down a hill that's covered in snow, you know. I don't particularly care about the place that much. I just want to go and meet my mates who live over there. That's a lot of my, you know, reasoning for wanting to travel places.
No, that is 100% fair. You say Norway, Scandinavia is a beautiful place, and there's plenty of places there that would be wonderful. If you went to Norway, you can always go to Sweden, Finland.
I've got friends in Sweden as well, and Norway, and Denmark, and
all of the areas. It's all in that small little area.
There's most places in the world at this point that if I went there, I would know at least a person that lives over there.
That's pretty cool. And I guess that's actually a really good way of looking at it, because if you went over to Norway, your friends there, they know the place, so if you wanted to go anywhere, they know where to take you, or at least know where to recommend you, instead of you just blindly going around and hoping that this place is going to be cool.
That's actually
a good way of looking at it.
It's like, if anyone ever wants to travel to Wales, my only advice is
don't
go look at a castle or something. That's about all we've got.
No.
And castles.
You've got a cave system with trampolines in it.
Wait, bounce below.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. We've also got a super long zip line, I think. Is that us that's got that, or is that just over the border?
I thought that was Scotland, but I could be wrong.
It's close to the border, I think, between England and Wales.
Maybe it's a zip line that goes over the border.
It's called Zip World, I think.
It's called what?
Zip World.
Oh, I thought you said Zippled. I was like, that's such a pog name. Zippled.
No, Zip World.
Oh, I would like to go to Wales. Cardiff is, I know that's like always the first one everybody says, but Cardiff just seems like a nice place to visit, not stay.
Well, hey, if you ever head down to Wales, hit me up. Go for some drinks.
I certainly will. I don't know if I want to, after what you've told me.
Well, don't want to go to Wales?
No, the drinking. I don't drink is the thing.
I don't drink much. I don't drink, well, I'll rephrase. I don't drink often, not I don't drink much. I drink a lot when I drink.
My biggest problem, and I hate it so much, is I was at a mate's yesterday, and he was just, he doesn't drink at all. He hasn't had a drop of alcohol since he was born, and he's thinking of staying like that for a while. There's no reason, he's not religious or he's not allergic or whatnot. He's just doing it. I respect that. But his dad has a spiced rum that he absolutely loves the smell of. And so he was just like, smell these drinks. He was given these, like, he had different ports, different spiced rums, different vodkas, a honey vodka I'd never heard. No, sorry, toffee vodka I'd never heard
of. I've got toffee vodka downstairs.
And he was just like, smell all these. And my biggest problems, they all smelled really nice, apart from the toffee vodka, because that all that smells like what's it called? What's cleaning alcohol called? It's got a brand name.
Oh shoot, I actually don't know.
It's not dry white, because that's something else.
White
spirit. You know that you know the smell of white spirit? It's literally just pure ethanol. That's what all, and I mean, all spirits taste like to me.
See, you say smells like pure ethanol. You realize that toffee vodka is probably only about 40-something percent, right?
The one he had was 27.
Just the joke.
God damn.
Just leave that as an inside joke until the end of the podcast. Like, I'll explain it right at the end. But until then, I'll just occasionally go like this.
Am I right in saying that bottle of what you had was 87%?
89.9.
Yeah.
People know what it is by the percentage, because that is a percentage that is not in any other type of alcohol.
Not that my audience is alcoholic. Most of them are.
You don't need to be an alcoholic to know what that is.
That's true. Then again, I didn't know what it was for a while, which was upsetting.
Caps out about 40% before it becomes...
Oh, does it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just drink Guinness.
Oh, no, I think it caps at 60. I think 60 is the point at which it stops being some sort of spirit and becomes... Yeah.
I am a Guinness man.
But at least it's not Stella.
Sorry, wait, what?
Wait, what?
I will look into this after.
Is it of interest, or is it... Check the news.
No. I just got an email saying my Twitch sub got declined today.
Wait.
But I haven't subbed to anybody. I assumed it was going to be a resub, but... hasn't... Right. Okay, I'll look at this after, because that's a...
That's a concerning.
A little bit, yeah, confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Someone's stealing my account already.
Nice.
Pretty pog. So nice. You would like to go to Norway? Anywhere else?
A place of interest? I would probably say Amsterdam is the other one, and that's not for the reasons that most people want to go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, we know why.
Yeah, I'm not looking to go to the red light district. I am looking to meet up with about 4 different friends who all live within the vicinity of Amsterdam. So essentially all of us have the shortest place for everyone to get to would be Amsterdam.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But rather than meeting at someone's and everyone else having to get there, we just meet in Amsterdam. And then do a bunch of weed, but... that's beside the point.
Yeah,
that's not the intention of going there. That's just the byproduct of being there.
It's not your fault. It just happened that it
happened to appear in my hand, and I happened to be breathing at the time.
Yeah. That's
That's what you mean.
Best way of putting it, I feel.
Yeah.
Not
intentional.
Honestly, now I've only just noticed. I'm looking at Discord right now. It says you're currently playing League of Legends.
Oh, that's because I've got the client open.
Are you a League of Legends professional?
My arms would be moving more if I were playing League.
You'd be shouting.
And I would be yelling at things.
Yeah. Shouting atrocities.
Just hurling abuse at people.
Honestly. The only game I could get into that's vaguely anything like League of Legends was Smite. What do you like about League of Legends?
What do I like about League of Legends? There's nothing to like about League of Legends.
Right. So it's like how I play Counter-Strike because I hate Counter-Strike.
No. I like Counter-Strike, you know? Counter-Strike's good fun. I actually really enjoy that game. However, League of Legends, that hurts my soul.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Yeah, I kind of sit there and I go, oh, I'm playing this again. For the 5,000th hour.
For the 7,000th hour.
I've got about 4,500 hours on League of Legends. It's not great, especially seeing as I'm kind of crap at it as well.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
What? 4,500 hours is pretty big, mate.
Like, all I know about League of Legends is, one, Arcane is pretty lit. I still need to watch that.
Oh, it's so good. Pretty good is an understatement. I am one episode from the end of the series. And avoiding spoilers, but it has some of the greatest fight scenes in any anime I've watched.
Oh, okay.
And it is, oh my god. And it's not your normal fight scene where they've animated it so that, like, people are moving so fast that you can't actually see what's going on and it just looks kind of cool.
Mm-mm.
The fight scene's, like, really gritty. Like, some of it legitimately looks like they've mo-capped a boxer to do the fighting for one of the characters.
That is.
Because her whole thing is she punches things, even in game. It's pretty cool. Beats the crap out of people with a fist. And in the show, they've put a lot of work into how she fights. So rather than just like your typical flailing arms and smacking people, you know, she actually looks like she's, you know, like bobbing and weaving and aiming for things.
Fair. No, that's
it's just impressive how much work they put into it.
Yeah, and it's greenlighted for season two as well, which is immense.
It's depressing how little work they seem to have put into the balancing of the actual game.
Again, no information. I don't have a clue about it. So yeah,
Sod League.
Fair. I have seen, talking about your streams, you've been playing a lot of Halo. It seems to be going well.
I played Halo once or twice, yeah.
That's a lot of Halo.
Good couple hours, yeah.
I gave it a go the other day, and it's solid. Oh, it feels so solid.
For a beta, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I think that's a great example of a game being delayed for...
Good reasons.
It was delayed, and they've done an amazing job with it. And I think they've also done... a good idea. It's a good idea for them making the multiplayer free and the campaign single. Not everybody wants to play the campaign, but the people that do will support the company and will buy it.
The people that want to play the multiplayer will buy the battle passes because...
Yeah.
If you've seen the stuff that's in the battle pass for this first one, I'm pretty sure it's all of the armors from Reach.
Oh, really?
So all of the campaign characters from Reach have their armor recreated in a customization option within the battle pass for it.
Oh, that's pretty
and
lit.
The pass is titled Heroes of Reach. So I'm expecting the next one to be, you know, maybe the next canonical game in the franchise. Because I think Reach is officially the first one to take place.
I have the Master Chief Collection. I do want to play through it.
I'll be honest. Actually, I'm going to Google that very quickly. What order are the Halo games?
I do need to play it.
Not in order of release, because that doesn't matter. Chronological order is Wars, Reach, 1, Fireteam Raven, which I've never heard of, 2, ODST, Spartan Strike, which I still haven't heard of, 3, Spartan Assault, which I also haven't heard of,
Spartan
4...
Assault,
Spartan Strike, Spartan Ops, which I still have not heard of, and then 5, then Wars 2, and then Infinite, which means that Halo Reach is the first canonical Halo game.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that the next one will probably be a Halo Combat Evolved themed pass.
Mm.
If they want to go down that route, which would be pretty cool, to be fair.
I genuinely might reinstall the Halo Master Chief Collection and just play all the single players. Like, I had a lot on Combat Evolved. I never played it back when it came out. I joined around Reach time, maybe.
Fair. I had a lot of good things about Reach.
It was a great game, at least from my experience.
I was a PlayStation player.
I was a PlayStation player, but I started on Xbox.
I started on PlayStation.
I specifically remember playing Halo and having a lot of fun on it.
I was PS2 into PS3.
Oh, I had the my consoles went original Xbox, Xbox 360, then PS3, and then PS4.
Yeah.
Which was... I miss those days.
PS2, beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, 100% agree. I remember, I've always said this on the podcast, I don't know how many times someone's going to have to make a montage.
Keeping track.
Yeah, I had a mate that lives quite close to me. We used to play Medal of Honor, Pacific, whatever it's called.
No idea.
We used to play that on co-op all the time, and we completed it like 7 times, you know, just sat by the TV playing it. We did that with Borderlands 2. I didn't understand how to...
What a game.
I didn't understand how to reload a save, so we proceeded to play the single-player co-op, like the first 6 missions, 7 times. Like doing all-nighters on that. Oh, I miss those days, though. Just split screen, just having fun.
Borderlands 2, that is a classic, that one.
It is. Borderlands 3 was... Yeah.
I've not played it.
Wonderlands looks pretty decent, though.
Wonderlands?
Yeah. Borderlands... what's her name? Tina...
Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep or something.
That's it, yeah. Wonderlands.
The standalone one that they've released, I think, is just the DLC for Borderlands 2, but in standalone form.
I don't actually know. I thought it was its own new game.
It's on Epic, isn't it? They were giving it away for free.
Give me a moment. I'm just going to have to Google this as well.
Might be different things, because I know that Assault and Dragon Keep got a standalone.
Tiny Tina's Wonderlands is... I think it's its own game. Comes out March 25th, 2022. It's not out yet?
Hold on. Oh, okay.
It's like it's a D&D game. It's Borderlands with D&D elements.
Yeah, there's one like that already, which is the Assault and Dragon Keep DLC for 2.
Okay.
Which I very much enjoyed playing, because D&D.
Yeah.
I love D&D.
No, that's pretty pog. Borderlands was a great game. No, it was. I think we can all agree on that. 100%. 100%. I'm awful at reading. I'm slow. So I was going to make a stupid joke about Freddie Flintoff and try and move that into cricket, but I couldn't think of how I could fit Freddie Flintoff into any of our conversations we had.
Nice.
So cricket. I hear that you are a cricket player.
What position do you play?
How many goals have you scored?
Sports ball.
Sports. They're all the same, aren't they?
Yeah, no. I play for a mixed ability cricket squad, because I do actually qualify for that. It's great. So there's a very, very wide range of ability, in terms of, you know, ability to disability.
That's fair, yeah. I remember you mentioning someone you played, was it with or someone against in a wheelchair?
Both. Depending on the place we were playing at.
Nice.
Because we've done... there's a couple of teams in Wales, there's a couple of teams in England, and a couple of teams in Scotland.
Oh, sorry.
And so what normally happens is that we'll sort of play amongst ourselves, so maybe we'll meet some of the English teams in England and play there, or the Scots will come down to us, or we'll go up there. But then from time to time, we'll do like a nations one.
Yeah.
So rather than like play against the other Welsh teams or the other English teams, like all the Welsh teams will band together, all the English teams will band together, and all the Scottish teams will band together, and we'll basically have like a tri-nations tournament amongst ourselves. And so, you know, it's not just our players, it's the Welsh players. So there's this, you know, quite a wide range of players that play.
That's pretty cool. I would...
It's really cool.
I would always be worried, and I'm curious if this ever happened, I would always be worried that if I was playing with someone in a wheelchair, I would accidentally scream at them, just shout at them to run, but like not think about it, because you get so like if
it would be like someone who can't move their arms. Yeah. Someone who can't move their arms and you go to shake the hand. It's like, oh no, what have you done?
Those videos.
That clip's awful. It's like the guy that's doing archery where he holds the bow with his foot, pulls the string back with his mouth, and the guy goes to shake his hand after he gets three bullseyes, and it's like, those clips hurt.
They're funny though, because it's just the human mind. You just get so used to doing day-to-day life, and you're like, when something comes up that's different or that you're not used to. I say different. Yeah. I don't mean it in a bad way.
No, I know.
God, different. It's just habit, but it's embarrassing as fuck when it happens.
Yeah,
and it can be quite amusing, especially on TV.
True. The TP moments are always the funnier ones.
Oh, they are. It's genuinely brilliant.
The people in the wheelchairs don't actually have to run. There's normally set allowances depending on what your issues are and where they come into play. So people who are pretty much fully able-bodied will have to, you know, run themselves, hit the ball themselves, you know, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
But, for example, people in a wheelchair, they don't run. They have someone else run for them. So they'll have someone running for them, and the other batter at the other end will run themselves, so that the person in the wheelchair doesn't have to go backwards and forwards, because it would be a bit of a pain to sort of wheel it to one end, wheel it back to the other.
That reminds me, I'm pretty sure there's a Little Britain sketch where Andy does that.
Little Britain sketches. They're great.
Offensive, but...
Yeah, mildly.
Some of them are genuinely great comedy, but the offensive stuff sort of ruins it.
I found most of it quite funny. Yeah. But there is some of it that is just a little bit over the line.
They definitely went over the line too much on America? Little Britain, USA.
What about Come Fly With Me was also...
Come Fly With Me.
That one was a little spicy, shall we say.
Yeah, like there was some genuinely funny things, like the old lady that constantly asked the guy for alcohol, basically, saying it's for her granddaughter.
The airport security and Raj. Some of the... parts of that did get a bit...
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. I know, on the nose.
Oh, no. Yeah. Again, I don't understand how they were made. They know something. They're blackmailing the BBC, basically.
Yeah.
It's like... I hear people put theories up to, like, what's his name? Who's that prick that used to be on... Oh, no, it's on Good Morning Britain.
That prick. Are you talking about Piers Morgan?
Yeah. He knows
the
stuff.
The second you said that prick, I'm like, are you talking about Piers Morgan? Because that would be...
He definitely knows stuff about BBC or the government.
Yeah.
And why that's why he's still allowed on. Or still is. Like...
Probably.
Oh, it's just... Oh. It's like, but no, actually, we spoke about League of Legends a little bit. And we kind of mentioned CSGO. Obviously, you enjoy CSGO.
Yes.
What got you into CSGO?
I'd literally just got Steam. I was probably about 12 or 13. I was playing TF2. That was the first thing I installed because it was free. And I stumbled across CSGO. And so I decided to look it up on YouTube, and I stumbled across the majors that were on around that time.
Yeah.
And I got to witness sort of the second half of the legendary 87-0 win streak of NIP, where they went 87 games without dropping a map.
Yeah.
And they just, they ran the entire scene for that period of time. It was unreal. But it was such like magical thing to watch how like dominant these players were within this scene that I was just like, I want to do that.
That's
and
fun.
Then I placed in silver one because I was 13.
Oh, go back in the days.
That took some fixing.
What rank do you currently play at?
I'm at Gold Nova 2, but I will occasionally get matched with people upwards of LEM. So the game has started to realize that I need to get promoted, but the ranking system hasn't caught up to that. So I'm not getting promoted on wins. And it's kind of getting annoying.
That is understandable.
I'll hold my own against like LEMs and MGEs, and I'm just there like, I'm Gold Nova 2. Why am I in this game?
Yeah, it can be so broken sometimes, and it's unfortunate because it's just not needed. It's the matchmaking in the game is fucked.
I lose against silvers after beating MGs and just cry.
Me every day. Yeah. I do miss, like, I've been in two teams on CSGO. You been in any teams?
Played League of Legends in college. We had a college esports team. Yes. Which is pretty cool. It was shit.
Oh.
It wasn't that great. The coach had a massive problem with the favoritism of a couple of the players. And basically the first year, we had a captain who was very clearly his favorite. And the captain did bugger all.
Oh.
And, you know, it was pretty grim. And then the second year, the captain was once again his favorite. Now, when I say I feel like I should have been the captain, that's not in the sense of, you know, I'm way better than he is. Me and the other guy were the same rank. All silver players in our team. I think silver 4 was the highest in our team.
Oh.
And it just went down from there. So we lost every game. Made it to the semi-finals one year because 4 teams dropped out the tournament or didn't show up for games. And every time, those games were against us.
Oh, really?
So we got through to the semi-finals on byes.
Jeez.
Mm. Pretty funny. But yeah, we just got decimated over and over again. But with the second year, the captain didn't even show up for training half the time. And would message me asking me to, you know, sort it for him if he couldn't make it. And the coach would get me to, you know, look at the data and stuff if we needed to cover anything. Even got me to make a blimmin' spreadsheet to sort the data. And I was just sat there going, so I'm not the captain, but I'm running trainings and managing the data for our games because I'm not the captain? Like, hello?
Yeah, no, that's... I would have loved that. I genuinely would have loved that. That would have been pretty pog, but...
Grim.
When you got favouritism in a team, it's just awful. Ruined it. That's
the same problem I ran into with cricket. I took a 2-year break because of problems like that.
Ah.
Yeah.
But it's good to take breaks and not have to deal with that shit.
We played at some pretty cool venues while we were doing cricket. There's the Lord's Cricket Venue, which is like one of the most famous cricket grounds.
Mm.
We got to play there for one of our matches.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was...
Did you have a crowd?
Pretty neat. Not particularly. There wasn't like an actual crowd. It was mostly just family of people that were playing.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a nice atmosphere.
That's pretty lit. That's sick.
Yeah.
No, that's you know what, that would be a great experience, is just playing in front of more than the amount of people you're used to, like an actual audience.
There's probably about 50, 60 people in the audience, at least.
That's pretty decent. That is sick.
It was nice.
No, definitely. No, I play six-a-side football, and... get a max of like 4 people watching, and they're just people that have been just convinced to come in and watch because they got nothing else to do.
That's fair.
But it's so fast paced, it's half an hour that you don't really take, you know, it doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah.
I used to play 11 a side. Never. I only played one game in a team I joined. Was there for a year.
Yikes.
It was partially because I couldn't make it. Football games were on a Sunday, and I worked Saturday and Sunday back in those days at Primark. It was a case of I couldn't
make it. Used to play football.
It's always been my sport. I've tried rugby. As I've got the complexion. I've got the I am built like a rugby player. I'm tall and I'm slightly large. So everybody's like, "You play rugby?" Literally, the first week I went to school, we had to take a school picture, and I was stood at the back behind everybody where the teachers were, and all the teachers at back went, "You play rugby?" I was like, "No." Why do you assume I play rugby?
I'm tall, so I just don't get assumed for any specific sports. It's just like, "Wow, you're tall," and I go, "Okay."
How's the weather up there?
And there's nothing after it. There's just nothing after it. It's like, "Wow, you're tall." Yeah. I'm not even like that tall. Because you're taller than I am.
Wait, what, are you 6'2"?
I'm 6'1"-ish.
Okay. I thought you meant like 6'6", 6'6"1. I was like, Jesus.
No, 6'1"-ish. Yeah,
fair.
I'm somewhere between the two. I haven't checked in a while, so I couldn't tell you where between the two, but somewhere between them.
Let's say 6.5 for now. I've definitely met plenty of people who are like, "I'm 6 foot," and I'm like, "If you stand next to me, you're clearly not 6 foot," which is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's just people love to claim they're taller than they actually are.
Yeah, it's people that will go, "I'm 6 foot," and I'll stand next to them, and I'm looking down a little bit, and I'm like, okay.
Unless you've got a 5 foot forehead. Shut up.
I have a really bad slouch though. Like, my back's awful. I'll like stand up and I'll be like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's abysmal. But it means that I lose about 2-3 inches of height when I slouch. So I'll look about 5'10" before I stand up straight. So I'll stand next to someone and they'll be like, "Oh, you said you were taller," and I'm like, "No, I am actually that tall. You're slouching." And then I'll stand up straight and they'll go, Oh.
You catfishing people, that's what you're doing.
It's like reverse catfishing people. Because you go online on dating apps and everyone goes, "Anyone below 6 foot? No." And it's like, all right.
Oh,
dating apps are awful.
I've used Tinder once. No, twice in my life. Great fun.
I use it from time to time when I'm really bored.
Fair. I can't argue with that. Like, I'm in a relationship, so I can't. Though my girlfriend does want me to occasionally. Sell yourself on here.
Yeah, just anyone who's watching, currently single. Unfortunately, I have to put up with this. So, good luck.
Nah. Be positive.
I look like this, and I'm a bit of a prick. Like, there's not much to sell.
God damn it. At least it's easy to sell.
Appreciating humour.
Oh, it's British. That's just British humour in a nutshell.
It's just British humour, yeah.
Like, the thing is, I love The Office USA, and I'm one of those people that can't say I like The British Office because I just don't like awkward humour like that. It can be funny, but it's not my cup of tea.
Awkward humour. That's just me, in a nutshell.
It depends, though. Like, I can't watch Borat. Borat is just too...
I've not seen it.
...unfunny for me. It's just too cringe. I just don't find it amusing.
I struggle watching awkward comedy, because I'm like that normally. And you'll see, like, I think the best example is Rich Diawade. In everything, he plays a character...
Yeah.
That's like I am normally, and I'm just sat there just going, oh, I can't watch this because I do that.
I'm trying to think of, I recognize the name. Wait, what was his name?
Richard Ayoade. He's in IT Crowd.
Oh, I love him.
Yes, he plays Moss in the IT Crowd.
Yes.
He's really, really funny, but it's the type of character he plays is how I am normally. Outside of online, that's how I am.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's fair.
Which makes it really hard to watch because I'm just sat there going, haha, that's meant to be a joke, but I do that.
I like because he's good comedy. He's good awkward comedy. But Borat's just too far for me. Like, that is genuinely trying to be awkward in a crowd and make a scene out of himself. That is just not my sort of comedy. I much prefer the U.S. Office because of the whole prank thing. That was a nice little extra.
It's with Dwight and
Jim.
Yeah,
those two. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know a lot of people
That's funny. I really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Actually.
I love Andy Samberg. He is genuinely a great comedian.
He's funny.
He is. Lonely Island, great band. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, other shows he's been on. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I do need to catch up on that. I got to season 4.
I don't even know where I got to.
I've got a habit of I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine when I'm ill. I was ill like 2 weeks ago, and I literally just completely just binged a whole season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Anytime I get a break from school or college, I'll pick something up that needs a lot of focus, and I'll just binge it.
Yeah,
whatever it is. I think my summer holidays in one of my years of high school, I found High Rollers, which is the Yogscast D&D. And I binged from something like episode 16, because I've been watching it gradually as it was coming out, and then I lost track of it, stopped watching it. I watched from episode 16 to something like episode 86. And the thing is they're 4 hour long videos. So I would wake up, put it on, and just watch it through the whole day. And then do the same the next day. And I made it through like 70 episodes in.
Not bad.
In the summer holidays, it was pretty cool.
I can't do that unless I know I physically have nothing else to do or can't do anything. So like if I'm ill,
anything else to do.
Yeah. If I'm ill, I can't do that. Like if I'm like, I always try and find something. Sundays are absolutely killer for me these days because I'm working every other day and I get home from work stream. I do very minimal hours, but I go to work, come home, stream. The days I don't, like Tuesday, I've got football, so I'm getting home, getting ready, probably still doing stuff like making shorts or just watching videos or catching up with friends or whatnot. Then I go to that. And then Wednesdays, I normally stay around my girlfriend, so that's the only, like, I've only got 2 days off where I'm to myself not doing anything actively. Sundays being one of those, but those days just drive me mad because I'm just...
I stream whenever I feel up to it, so I'll stream, you know, after college. But if I streamed actually after college, I'd start streaming at like 4:30 instead of 6-7 o'clock. Because what actually happens is I get home from college, I'm really stressed, and I'll put my head down on my desk because I'm not feeling up to it, and then I'll wake up 2 hours later and then stream.
I can't nap. I envy people that can nap. It ruins my sleeping
time. No, you don't, because I will be in college and I'll just suddenly start going, you know, just, and I'll do that for like 20, 30 minutes, and then I'll just put my head on my desk and go to sleep for an hour.
Fair.
Just mid-lesson, you know, casually.
I used to do that after college because where my college was, it was a 40-minute bus ride, about an hour actually. Yeah. So occasionally I would find myself just sleeping or like how you were, like just can catch myself. I actually enjoyed bus journeys on the way home. On the way there, they were awful because
bus is not really my thing.
No, trains would have been nicer, but it
also costs. Don't like trains.
Public transport's shit anyway. I remember coming home once from college and the buses we have down here have charging ports like most buses these days, but we're quite behind. And I was just about to charge my phone because it had died. Because this was during summer holiday. Our college had work on, so you could work for the college, get paid for the summer holiday for people who didn't have anything to do over the summer holiday. It was decent pay. It was a bit
make
fun.
Money.
I know.
Lucky bugger.
I think it was like $7.90 an hour when I was there, and then they lowered it quite a bit. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, for a college student, yes. If you're 21, that's shit pay.
Is it though?
Minimum wage for a 21-year-old is $8.60.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe it is shit pay then.
Then it goes
not
to
21,
like...
so I wouldn't know.
And then it goes up to like 8, no, 9 something when you get to 23. But on the way home, obviously I had a full day of work, it was 9 till 5, got on the bus with my mates, wanted to charge my phone, was about to plug it in, and the guy on the opposite table to us said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. We looked at him and he was like, because I have, he was like, I'm an electrician and I have just shorted all of the all the charging ports on this bus because I have a gripe with the bus driver. And I'm like, you're an absolute dickhead. I wanted to charge my phone. So I proceeded to just lay my head on the table and not give a shit about him because he was an absolute prick as he was telling his story.
Yeah.
He was like, he was like, is your mate okay? I just didn't bother to look at him because I was like, I still had my head on the table. He's like, yeah, long day. It didn't help that I smelt like a bonfire because I was stood next to a bonfire for half the day. But he was saying that he did it because it's such a stupid story. He was getting off the bus, had his phone in the pocket. He had his phone in the pocket. Yeah. The bus driver sharply braked and he proceeded to like hit his phone into one of the table legs and it smashed his phone. And he said he had a gripe with the bus driver and when he got on and whatnot. I'm like, and he tried getting money back from it, but they didn't, whatever, I don't know. I couldn't give a shit about this man.
That's fair.
But that's why he did it. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, if you have an issue, don't put it out on the public, you Brexiteer.
Yeah.
like, honestly, and yeah, I just slept. He got off. There's my head up.
Some daft people.
Yes. Yes. Absolute daft people. I told this on I told this on Kepsi's stream. I don't know if you were there when you heard it.
I don't know.
On the last day of college before summer holiday, I got on the bus, it was a rainy day, and we got to one of the major bus stations, because there's one, so there's two major bus, there's three major bus stations on the route to college.
Yeah.
You only go to two of them, because the last one is after college.
Right.
So we got to the second one, and I saw this girl and her carer get off, it was a rainy day, they got to the stairs, the bus driver had misjudged where he stopped. So he proceeded to stop. They got up to go down the stairs. He proceeded to go a bit more to get on the actual, like, where the bus stopped. And this girl had slipped down the stairs. She was quite large. She'd slipped down the stairs, and she made a sound I couldn't recreate to you. I've never heard a sound like it before. And I just hear the bus driver, saying sorry so many times. But it was the sound and the situation. It was like a cartoon sound, because it was like a swoop. And then she just, oh, it was the funniest thing in the absolute world.
Oh, Jesus.
But she was clearly in pain. And I couldn't stop, but just, it was, moments like that, you're just like, I shouldn't laugh.
That,
but it was
that moment where you have
funny.
To kind of sit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I missed, that's one reason I missed the bus, because there was so many stupid moments like that. Just, I know someone who sued the bus driver because they broke their nose on it and won. So... It wasn't even the bus driver's fault. She just fell down the stairs on her own accord.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Wait. So it's not even like the bus driver stopped and she fell down the stairs, no. Or went and she fell down the stairs. She just fell down the stairs.
Yeah, and then sued the bus company.
My God. That's amazing.
So I love this person. They were my college friend for 2 years, but I don't want to. I don't want to hit them with my car because I will be sued. Oh, it was great. I miss
they just run into your car and sue you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big thing though, isn't it? Especially with people on bikes.
I mean, there are people that will step out in front of a car and jump so that they don't break their legs from the front of the car and basically bounce off your windscreen.
Oh yeah. I've heard that's great.
And then they'll yeah, I imagine that it's done, you know, to claim.
But most cars have dash cams anyway, so.
Yeah, there's a part of what TV show I saw that in. It wasn't a TV show. I think it's called Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Good TV show, to be fair.
It is. No, it is a good TV show. Anyway, it seems like we've dried up a lot of these topics. We're coming to about an hour and a half.
All of the nice topics, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I always do this, and everybody gets pissed off at me for it. Is there anything you'd like to finish the podcast on?
Oh.
Any topic that we can finish the podcast on?
I don't know.
If you don't worry. We can slip and slide this one out like a merry-go-round. What was that he's saying?
I don't know.
I just made up a new saying. There you go.
Yeah, no, I don't really have any topics off the top of my head for
Fair.
ending up.
I will say now, some of the, you know, you say not nice topics. They are good topics to talk about.
They're great topics, but
I only left them because we've discussed your idea of potentially having a podcast, not aimed at this, but you know, it's discussed
this is
a lot.
True.
And I wanted to kind of leave that to your cup of tea. It was your idea, and I think you could make something amazing out of it. So
I appreciate it, and I think if I remember correctly, I mentioned inviting you and Kebs on there at some point.
No, that'd be good. Both of us at the same time? Or is that too bad?
Oh god, that'd be hilarious.
I would love to get Kebs on and like a bunch of people on, like. I think I spoke to you about this. Yeah, I've got you this week. In a fortnight, I'm potentially going to get Maxim on. In a fortnight, I'm going to ask people like Cameron, Kobe, potentially Justin, and other people on. Yep. And then, like, after, I don't know, 8 episodes, maybe 10 episodes, like, or maybe like 9 episodes, the 10th one could be like 7 people in, sort of, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Or like a Christmas special if we get time to do that this Christmas.
You'd have to set it up so that it was one of those event rooms, so that rather than being able to just talk, you have to raise your hand.
Oh my god, like, yes.
Because there's a button to raise your hand in chat for it.
We'll just do a Zoom call. Just to get a Zoom call, and then we'll just, I'll do it as like a lecture.
That would be, yeah.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. God. Now, I always do
really
this.
Funny.
I always do this because I respect you for coming on. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
Not massively. I mean, other than telling people I stream on Twitch, which should be quite obvious by the fact that I'm here and have typed in the chat from time to time.
Well, oh, come on, bot. There we go. Go and give Toby a quick follow. He deserves it.
I appreciate it. There is a follow goal on my stream at the moment because my friend decided that it would be really funny to put makeup on me, and I've refused to do it. But I have then said, if I get enough follows or subs on Twitch, I'll do it because... if people want to see it, it's content. Content's content, man.
You can't go wrong with some content.
You do it for the content.
That is very true.
Do it for the content.
No, honestly.
Maybe the social medias that I'm having to run for my college course, you know?
Oh my god.
I have to run them for my college course. And we have to create a business idea to run social medias for. And I went, so... technically, can I use my Twitch channel? And they went, I don't see why not. So, I need feedback on my social medias and interactivity, so...
amazing.
Help me with my college course.
No, honestly, yeah, go and give him a follow. He genuinely deserves it. Let's get him that. Let's get that makeup on him, because I want his lecturer to be like, Toby, I was watching your stream last night. Could you explain yourself? Why are you waking? Why are you just walking to college the day after with the makeup on?
Oh god, we do Kahoots in college, and every time we use Kahoot, I always make my my username TobyPSG_TTV.
Amazing.
Just because I can.
That's what I'm doing. If we get a bunch of people in, we are doing a Kahoot session.
Oh no.
As the podcast, I think that would be brilliant. Okay.
On podcast,
that would, and then we get the audience. Why not? Yeah, we'll do that. No, genuinely, it has been an absolute pleasure. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's been great.
And God, I haven't done an outro in so long. I can't remember how I outro these now. Christ. Well, it has been a fun podcast. Well, we're aiming. Yeah. I'm going to try and aim to do these about an hour and a half, 2 hours these days. I don't know. Yeah, that's only how we do it. As mentioned, the co-host will be on one day. Agent Oink and Delicious.
I'm just sort my own stream stuff.
Yeah, quickly type it out. But we're going to go and give Toby a quick host. So if you want to stay here, keep an eye on the channel. His channel will be at the top. Check it out. And yes, this will be live for you wonderful subscribers. If you missed it today, tomorrow, so you get 6 days
early
access.
Yeah.
And it'll be live for everybody on the Sunday, the 28th.
Woot.
Wootity woot woot to woot woot woo. Yes, no, this was a bit of a rush today. I had to try and get a mic working and fix it.
And then we decided it'd be funny to wear a suit for no reason.
The suit actually benefited me.
It's really cool. I like the suits. I think it looks pretty good. And the joke that was being made the whole time I was reaching into my pocket, I had this in my pocket earlier for no reason other than it'd be funny.
Watch now, he's going to down it. 100
subs. 100 subs, and I'll down absinthe and just stop existing for a bit. no, I'm not going to down absinthe. I probably won't drink it anytime soon.
Fair. Is it green or is that the bottle?
No, it's green. Oh. It's also 89.9% and I would like to continue existing. So
fair.
It's not happening soon.
I don't blame you. I genuinely don't blame you. Well, that was the Clip It podcast. Thank you very much, Toby. And yes, we're going to be back in a fortnight with another special guest and a different mic. Hopefully it comes tomorrow. Nice. I'm looking at you, the person I bought it off and not delivered it yet. Or Royal Mail. I'm looking at you, Royal Mail. Absolute petty ass. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure. As always, have a good evening, good day, good night, or good morning. And we'll see you in the next one. Ta-ra. You can say bye if you want.